Welcome to D&B College. In this lesson, we're going to take a ragga vocal and make it feel like it belongs inside a real old-school jungle or D&B track, not just sitting on top of it as a random sample. The whole point here is to make the vocal feel gritty, rhythmic, and locked into the drums. In jungle, a ragga vocal is never just decoration. It gives the tune identity, adds human energy, and helps the arrangement feel like a proper record when it's done right. The vocal drives the vibe. It pushes the track forward. It sounds rude, urgent, and alive. We're working in Ableton Live 12, and the beginner-friendly goal is simple. Take one vocal phrase, shape it so it sits in the groove, add control dirt, leave room for the kick, snare, and sub, and then place it into the arrangement so it feels like part of the tune. If you can get that working, you've already got a classic jungle ingredient on your hands. Start by choosing the right phrase. Keep it short. One or two bars is perfect for now. You want a line with attitude, a strong attack, and a natural rhythmic bounce. Ragga vocals work best when they behave like percussion. So don't start by trying to make the whole verse work. Just find one usable idea. Cut away any dead air at the start and end, and trim it tightly so the first consonant lands cleanly. What you want to listen for is a phrase that has a clear front edge, a natural swing, and a word or syllable that feels good when repeated. If the sample feels too long, too loose, or too polite, simplify it. In this style, less is usually more effective. Next, turn warp on and line the vocal up with your drums or break. This is a big one. The vocal has to feel like it's moving with a rhythm, not floating above it. In old-school D&B and jungle, the strongest vocal moments often answer the snare rather than landing randomly across the bar. So use your timing tools and nudge the phrase until it locks in. A good starting move is to keep the phrase within one or two bars and aim for it to repeat every two or four bars, depending on the groove. If it feels lazy, move it a touch earlier. If it feels rushed, ease it back slightly. Why this works in D&B is because the break already contains so much motion. The vocal needs to join that motion and become part of the rhythmic conversation. Now set the level before you start processing. A lot of beginners make the mistake of turning the vocal up too early, then every effect makes the problem worse. Bring the fader down to a sensible level and leave yourself headroom. In this music, the vocal should feel present and strong, but it should not dominate the whole mix. It lives in the mid-range, not the sub-region. A really solid starting chain for the main layer is EQ8, saturator, and compressor. First, use EQ8 to high-pass the vocal and clear out unnecessary low-end. Usually somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz is a good place to start, but trust your ears. If the vocal is already thin, don't overcut it. The goal is just to stop it fighting the kick and bass. Then bring in saturator to give it bark. A little drive goes a long way. You're looking for attitude, not destruction. Start gentle, maybe a few dB of drive, and listen for the point where the vocal starts to feel like it belongs in a dusty old sound system. If needed, soft clip can help catch peaks and add a tougher edge. After that, use compressor to steady the phrase. You don't want to flatten all the life out of it. Ragga vocals need some movement to keep their character. So use moderate compression, enough to smooth the level and help the vocal sit consistently, but not so much that it turns into a dead block of sound. What to listen for here is whether the consonants still cut through. If the vocal starts sounding too nasal or too dull, don't just keep pushing one processor harder. Back off slightly and let the phrase breathe. A little imperfection is part of the charm. At this point, you can choose between two character directions, raw pressure or dub-style space. This is a really important creative choice because it changes the whole role of the vocal in the tune. If you want raw pressure, keep the vocal tight, upfront, and fairly dry. Push the saturation a bit more. Keep the phrase short and let it punch through the break. This is perfect for rude jungle drops and heavy rollers. If you want dub-style space, add echo after the core processing. Keep the repeats darker and shorter, and let the tail blur into the next bar a little. That works beautifully for intros, breakdowns, and transition moments. It gives the vocal size without filling the whole arrangement. Now shape the vocal with filtering so it leaves room for the rest of the mix. Add auto filter or another EQ stage and start trimming anything boxy in the low mids, usually somewhere around 200 to 500 Hz if needed. If the top end feels too modern or too sharp, gently roll off some air above 8 to 12 kHz. That can make the sound feel more period correct and more glued into the breakbeat texture. You can also automate the filter through the arrangement. Close it down in the intro for tension. Open it up at the drop for impact. Then darken it again if the section gets too busy. What to listen for is this. Does the vocal still sound recognizable when filtered? And does the snare stay clear when the vocal enters? If the answer is yes, you're on the right track. If you want more size, duplicate the vocal and give the second layer one job only. Don't let both layers do the same thing. One good option is a grit layer. Cut more lows, push saturation harder, and maybe bend limit it so it sounds like a rough shout underneath the main phrase. Another option is a width layer. Keep it filtered, add a subtle echo, and use it to create space around the lead without smearing it. This is a good moment to remember a useful rule. If the support layer starts competing with the main vocal, it's too loud. You should feel the extra energy before you clearly hear a second lead. Now place the vocal in context with the drums and bass. This is where the lesson becomes real. A vocal that sounds great on its own can still fail in the full drop if it fights the snare or clashes with the bass line. So loop up a simple section with kick, snare, break, bass, and vocal together. Listen carefully for two things. First, does the vocal mask the snare transient? If it does, reduce some presence around the 2 to 5 kHz zone or move the phrase so it answers the snare instead of sitting right on top of it. Second, does the vocal clash with the bass line? If the low mids get crowded, high pass the vocal a little more or thin the bass slightly in the same area. Don't overdo it. You're aiming for separation, not emptiness. Why this works in DNB is because the vocal is not supposed to sit politely above the track. It's supposed to feel like part of the drum conversation. It can punctuate the bar, call back to the snare, or act like a chant inside the groove. That's the vibe. Now think like an arranger. Don't leave the vocal static the whole time. Jungle and old school DNB need contrast. That means the vocal should evolve across the tune. For example, you might use filtered fragments in the intro, a repeated phrase in the build, a short dry version in the first drop, then a chopped or echo-heavy variation in the switch-up or second drop. One classic move is to let the vocal land before the drop, then pull it away right as the drums slam in. That little bit of negative space can make the drop hit much harder. Another good trick is to automate echo feedback up at the end of a phrase, then cut it hard so the next bar resets with extra tension. A helpful quality control habit is to check the vocal in mono. If the width falls apart, the main body of the phrase is probably too dependent on stereo tricks. The core should still be understandable and punchy in mono, especially in a club context. You can keep the support texture wide if you want, but the heart of the phrase needs to stay solid. Also, try listening at two volumes. First quiet, then loud. If the vocal disappears completely when quiet, it may not have enough tone. If it gets harsh when loud, the saturation or upper mids are probably too aggressive. This little check tells you a lot very quickly. A good beginner mindset here is to stop tweaking once the words are clear enough, the snare still cracks, and the vocal feels like it belongs inside the groove. Don't try to make it perfect. Make it functional. Make it rude. Make it work. If you want a darker and heavier result, here are a few great habits to keep in mind. Print a clean version and a dirty version of the same vocal, then blend the dirt underneath for attitude. Use short echo throws only at the end of a phrase so the mix stays clear. Cut the sample into rhythmic fragments if a full phrase feels too crowded. And if the track already has a busy bass line, keep the vocal shorter and more percussive so the two parts don't fight for attention. Another smart move is resampling. Once you've got the vocal sounding good, bounce it to audio and chop it up. That gives you fresh material for fills, reverses, and transition stabs. Often, the printed version feels more authentic anyway, because you can shape the actual waveform instead of endlessly adjusting a live chain. For arrangement, think in sections. Intro fragments, pre-drop phrase, dry drop version, spaced out breakdown version, then a second drop variation with more grit or more chopping. That creates a story, and in DNB, the story matters because the dancer needs contrast and release. The big idea is this. A ragga vocal in jungle only works if it earns its place in the bar. Treat it like another rhythmic element, not a decoration. If the phrase does not improve the groove when the drums are playing, it probably needs to be shorter, darker, or placed somewhere else. So here is your recap. Start with one strong phrase. Trim it tight. Warp it to the groove. High pass it so it stays out of the kick and sub. Add controlled saturation for attitude. Compress it just enough to keep it steady. Decide whether you want raw pressure or dub-style space. Then place it against the drums and bass, not in isolation, and automate it so it changes across the arrangement. If it sounds like it belongs in the breakbeat conversation, and it still works in mono, you're on the right path. Now take the 15-minute practice challenge. Build one 4-bar jungle-style loop with drums, bass, and a ragga vocal. Keep it to stock Ableton devices. Use one main phrase and, if needed, one support layer. Make one filter or echo automation move and create one variation for bar 4. Keep checking whether you can hear the words without overturning the vocal, whether the snare and sub still have space, and whether the phrase feels like part of the rhythm. And if you want to push it further, build the 16-bar version, a heavy 8-bar section, then an 8-bar transition or breakdown, with two vocal versions doing different jobs. That's how you turn one sample into a proper jungle weapon. Nice work. Now go make it rude.